Sawadee Kup, welcome back to House of Fertilities Presents, the True Victory Podcast. So I am Eric Rook, and today I just want to touch base upon dating in an ever-changing, or I should say dating in a changing society. So with everything going on in this world right now, across the board, things are messy, to put it simply. And dating is one aspect that's caught up in all of this. And when I say that, there's a lot of outside influence on people when they're dating right now. So, you know, it's easy to point the finger at like last year, you know, when we had everything locked down and people were isolated, pulled out of their, you know, social routines, if you will. But is that like a key part of what's going on here with, you know, why people have so many headaches with the dating world? And I think it just plays a little bit, a small part of it, because really during lockdown last year, people adjusted to life online for the most part. Some people liked it, some people didn't, but, you know, a lot of people did. Dating online boomed. I mean, you had Zoom dates, you know, people meeting through apps and everything else. People still crave that social connection with others and stuff. So they found it through an online platform in various ways. Now, with that said, some people felt more comfortable in the end when things started opening back up, continuing with life, dating and stuff through an online platform. You know, limited interaction as far as, you know, in person and all that stuff. And others who, you know, felt that they wanted to step back out and try to reintegrate themselves into, you know, society, into life, had a very difficult time with their social skills and everything. They, you know, for that, really, it was not even a full year per se, but it was enough to kind of make a lot of people regress in that area. So I think last year a little bit played a little bit of a hand in where dating has kind of shifted for this year and moving forward a little bit. But it's not the main culprit. So, like with the change that's happening in society right now across the board, this has been coming at us for a number of years and decades, actually. And now it's just finally hitting our shores and we're getting the brunt of it, whether we want it or not. Dating, much in the same way, has changed, you know, over the decades and so forth. I came up in a time where right before cell phones kind of blew up, you know, you still physically, you asked for somebody's number, you called them, there was no texting, you know, we had email, I believe, but we didn't really use it. So it was basically picking up the phone and calling somebody and asking them out, talking to them a little bit. That was the acceptable way to do it. Nowadays, with cell phones, if you call somebody, people 9 times out of 10 kind of freak out on you a little bit. You know, it's usually everything is done through text, which granted, text has its purpose. You know, I'm not knocking it because there are some situations where text is really handy. But when it turns into a 5-page conversation, pick up the phone at that point. You know, I mean, it's... But I think, again, it falls back into technology has kind of sped along so quickly. And technology is not a bad thing. It literally is not. It's very beneficial as long as it's used in the proper context, the proper manner. And I think when it comes to dating, I'm not going to get into all the other things technology, you know, has kind of messed with or we've allowed technology to mess with because it's a whole different conversation. But from a dating perspective, you now have an avenue to where, you know, you've got dating apps to meet people. You can hide behind a screen. You can create, you know, whatever you want for a persona to put out there in the world. Same thing as social media. You can present to people yourself in whatever light that you want. And for the most part, nobody knows any different just because it's a facade that you can put up that unless somebody really knows you, you can create whatever you can create an image and a persona that people will believe if they're force fed it over enough times. So with dating apps, you're kind of finding that a little bit. You have genuine people that are looking for somebody, but then you have another group of people that are all they want is to, they want one night stands, they want to hook up or whatever. And then you have another group too that they're looking for love, but yet they can't be honest about their height. They can't be honest about other things about themselves. So with that, there's kind of like a low self-esteem with somebody who can't. So if you have to lie about your height to attract somebody, again, you're not being genuine, obviously, you're not being yourself. So you're wasting people's time that you would potentially meet in person. You're assuming that you're tricking them into meeting you. And then you're hoping with a face-to-face that they really take a liking to you and overlook this little minor fact. But in reality, one person will look at that or see that and say, well, you've lied about this one thing. What else am I going to have to wait for to see that you may lie about it? So people just it's online is not the problem. Social media is not the problem. Technology is not the problem. People are the problem. And how people use these platforms and technology is the problem, And there has to be a really, you need to strip away a lot of things and just kind of start over from the ground up, the old-fashioned way, face-to-face conversations. If you get somebody's number, if you're out and about. And yeah, texting is a great way just to kind of do a brief introduction. Hey, this is so and so. I met you the other day. Just wondering if you're free this week for a phone call or whatever, and stuff like that. But not have a full drawn out back and forth conversation. It's just there has to be, in my opinion, that connection and everything. So, but before I get too further along the path here, back to technology. As society changes and as we meet people, different ways to meet people, change, where we might have looked down on dating apps before or something like that. It's, for a lot of people, it's a better way to meet people, honestly. And, the bar scene when I grew up, yeah, you were pretty much predominantly at the bars, at a younger age and stuff and meeting people that way. But as you get older, and I'm not saying that you won't meet somebody in a bar, but it becomes probably very, very less likely. Unless you're trying to date somebody at like half or more than half your age or something like that. But even then, that's not probably gonna work out. So so a lot of people, as they get older, it's like, well, I don't know where to meet people anymore. The whole thing is like if you are forcing trying to meet somebody, it's just probably not going to work the way you want it to. If you go about it in kind of a just a just to let things unfold naturally, you will probably run across somebody at some point unexpectedly that just you guys click. It could be in a grocery store, it could be while you're filling gas, you could be passing each other out of a restroom, or something. It's just that's kind of the organic way that really you should go. Now, I'm not saying there hasn't been anybody who's met anybody who has not met anybody off a dating app where it hasn't worked out and stuff. But I think dating apps right now, the way they're utilized from a lot of people, it's just harder, I think, through that platform because you have a lot more people that probably aren't serious. Or they're basically at this point entertaining a lot of people in their inbox, and they're just trying to kind of, there's no sense of urgency at that point to really kind of find one person to go out with or whatever. It might be several people to go out with, you know, so it's just, I think it's a different lay of the land at this point. Again, doesn't hurt, but I wouldn't put all my eggs in one basket as far as meeting somebody through a dating app, just because there's several different reasons for that. Same way as social media. You know, social media is not to say it couldn't happen. You know, I mean, you can meet people from all over and stuff like that. But again, it just depends on like several circumstances, you know, what's going on in your life, what's going on in the other person's life, and then how you approach the situation and all that. So, I think social skills for people when they start dating are kind of rough right now these days. And that's just because, again, you know, they've been able to hide behind a screen. And that's the comfort level, the screen, texting, all that fun stuff. You know, so social skills for the most part have kind of diminished, you know, over the years and stuff. And the only way really to get those social skills back is to reintegrate yourself back out into society. Just start talking to people, getting used to it. And, you know, if you approach somebody when you're out and you ask them out, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, but if you get turned down, if somebody says no, don't go off on the person, you know, don't get all hurt over it. It happens, you know. I've had my fair share over the years of getting turned down. You know, I don't cry about it. It's like, thank you. My whole thing now is pretty much, if you're honest with me, I appreciate that. You know, don't give me a false number. Don't tell me yes when you, you know, really are not interested. Okay. It's just be honest, be straightforward, and hey, great talking to you. And, you know, we'll just part ways. That's all there is to it, you know. I get that people don't want to hurt other people's feelings, but I don't look at it as getting your feelings hurt. It's just life. You know, somebody can't go through life and expect to be, you know, be attractive to everybody. Okay. That just doesn't happen. There's a lot of things that go into it. You know, if you're basing stuff off of physical appearance only, that's pretty shallow in my opinion. There's so much that's deeper. There's a deeper connection formed, you know, when you go below the surface and stuff. And I think sometimes people kind of lose sight of that. You know, they get caught up in the physical aspect. Oh, this is my physical ideal. But then they ignore, you know, what's below the surface and everything else. So dating is, I'm probably making dating sound a little bit more complex than what it is. It really isn't. It's pretty straightforward and just being yourself, being honest with people, and, you know, just letting everything kind of fall where it will, which really, you know, unfold naturally. And that's kind of the joy of dating. You know, if you're going to get hurt every time somebody turns you down or says something, it's just not going to work out. You're going to have, if you let that stuff get to you, what other people say, you know, when an answer, it's going to affect you no matter who you meet eventually. You're going to have that same mentality, the same attitude. You're going to start lashing out every time. And nobody needs that. Okay. You know, I don't care if somebody's even being rude to you. Yes, there are certain things that you need to stick up for yourself for and stuff like that. But, you know, why stoop to their level? Why get yourself angry over something that you have no control over? You know, welcome to the dating world. That's life. So again, you know, with technology kind of removing the in-person face-to-face more times than not, there really needs to be an effort for us to get back to the foundation of dating and interacting one-on-one and not being afraid to approach somebody. I know the whole Me Too movement, and everybody's, or at least on the men's side, were kind of like, well, I can't talk to a woman now because I'm afraid I'm going to get this, or, you know, they're going to come after me or whatever. If you're afraid of that, then you've got some serious problems when you're talking to, you know, women. You know, it's, nothing says that you can't approach and compliment a woman. Same thing, vice versa. It's just how you do it. And that's where a lot of people are losing sight of that. It's kind of like the introduction, the approach and introduction. Hi, my name is so-and-so or whatever. is not wrong. What you say after that can or cannot be, okay? So respect goes a long way, all right? If you can respect somebody and that comes across in your words, you might have a better chance of clicking with that person and possibly getting a date with them, all right? If you're gonna approach them and treat them like a piece of meat, you know, objectify them and so forth, you're not going to get all, I mean, it's just, it's a bad start. Just walk away at that point. All right. Everybody loves to be complimented. All right. It's just how that compliment comes out. All right. You know, complimenting somebody wearing a nice outfit, you know, it's a beautiful dress. It's beautiful. It's a, you know, amazing suit on you, whatever, is one thing. But your eyes will tell a lot of the story as well when you're looking at somebody and paying that compliment. And also just kind of your actions around those words and any other additional words that you may add in there that are not appropriate. So all that stuff makes dating a little bit more difficult because, again, there's still a lot of people out there that have that old mindset of this was okay. I've done this for a lot of years. It's always worked, but now all of a sudden it's coming back on me. Well, it worked for a number of years because a lot of those people tolerated it just because that's where society was. Now we see a society that's changing where people have a ton of years of all this stuff that's just been kind of piling up and they're not tolerating it anymore. You know, whereas just because you think they did before back then, 9 times out of 10, if society was different, they wouldn't have tolerated it back then either. Okay. So again, it doesn't mean that you cannot approach somebody, you cannot talk to somebody, you cannot compliment somebody out in public. Again, it depends on how you choose your words. And it goes back to social skills eroding away, where just a lot of people struggle with that. So again, you know, it's not rocket science. It's just treat others how you want to be treated. That's the easiest way I can tell you on that. All right. So another thing with the dating world that really kind of plays a hand in things nowadays, and will probably for a little while moving forward until we get more balanced out, politics, religion, beliefs. Now, these have always kind of been kind of a, you know, created a little bit of an issue here and there sometimes when meeting people and trying to form relationships. But I think we're at a point right now where all three of those are a little bit more heightened. Politics, you know, we used to be able to, for the most part, you know, somebody supported a Republican person, another person was a Democrat. You'd have a discussion, it might get a little bit, you know, voices raised every now and then, but you find that common ground and respect each other's opinion. You know, now there is like literally almost amongst most people, no respect. It's you're either on this side of the fence or this side. And, you know, whichever side you're on, if I'm on the opposite side, you know, that a lot of people aren't respecting, you know, my opinion or whatever, vice versa. So it makes dating a lot harder when you bring that into the fold, because now you can't have healthy conversations together because there's so much divide in there already. You know, it's like you either have to side with my way or just, nope, this is not going to work because I'm not going to see your way. It's just, it's a really strange place right now, you know, for dating with politics and stuff. But again, I'm not saying that there's not people out there that can't find common ground, but it depends on the tone as well. You know, because there's a lot of angry people that immerse themselves in the politics. And it just becomes, the more angrier you get over something you literally cannot control, the harder it is to create, you know, a balance point to where you guys can come together and discuss things rationally. So, you know, that's another issue. You know, and as I slip over to religion and beliefs, a lot of times right now, religion is, you know, at the forefront of a lot of change going on, you know, so are a person's beliefs. So, you'll see a lot of people that, if you supported this person in politics, I don't want you messaging me. If you're this end of things on religion or your beliefs, no, it's not going to work, da, da, da. And again, all this comes down to finding common ground with another individual, and stuff. For all you know, the person that you meet, that you get along with, could be a different religion than you, could be different in politics. And it may work out. And then again, it may not. Nothing is perfect, nothing is ever guaranteed, when you meet another person. But you have to be open-minded. You have to be able to talk about these things in a rational sense and not get angry, not get mad. And that's kind of where we see society right now, just very angry, very mad. And some people just take that to the next level. I mean, they go on social media and you'll see people that are just hate, hate, hate. When it comes to politics and religion and how that's all kind of, and it amazes me because it tires me just seeing that stuff, to be honest with you. And I don't understand. I understand a person getting their point across, but I don't understand why so much hatred behind it. Because again, at the end of the day, you cannot control any of those things. So it's a lot of wasted energy on stuff that's just not, you're not even causing per se. So why not take that energy and put it towards something that can be controlled? Put that energy into when you meet somebody new and, building or trying to build something positive with them and stuff. I mean, it's better use of your time and energy, in my opinion, but that's just me. So again, we're moving forward in a society where so much change is going on. Those three things also, again, they play a they play into effect as far as how they, how we react towards others and, stuff like that. Another area right now is compromise. I think, and this compromise has always been one of those issues to where sometimes somebody will, they're stubborn, they don't want to compromise, or they just give themselves over to somebody else. It's like, well, I just do whatever that person wants because it makes them happy and they're going to be with me now because of it. Well, you're not making yourself happy. So when you don't make yourself happy, eventually that's going to kind of bleed into the relationship and things are going to start, cracks are going to start showing. And then pretty soon everything just kind of starts crumbling. And then you're scrambling around wondering why, and the other person's getting irritated. I mean, it's never a good thing to just like give up everything that you enjoy in life. And just because you're trying to please somebody else or somebody asks you to give up something. The way I look at it is this with compromise. When you meet somebody for the very first time and you have a sit down, on a date or you're out hiking, whatever you're doing to get to know each other, you're getting a snapshot of the likes, dislikes, where they've been in life, where they see themselves going, their job, and all this other stuff. Right there and then, you should know kind of what kind of a balance you can form together. And then the things that don't form that balance, look at those and say, all right, I want to still keep these in my life, these items, I still want to do them. And then now you should know if there's going to be a problem with you. Now, there shouldn't be, with a problem with you continuing things that you enjoy that the other person doesn't enjoy. Sometimes there is. There are some people out there that are just very controlling, that want every aspect of your life underneath their umbrella. Maybe they have trust issues. Maybe they're just a control freak in general. It's just some people just enjoy having control over others and seeing them miserable. But in a healthy relationship, or when you're building into a healthy relationship, you're spending every waking moment together is not healthy. You do need some separation in there where you can enjoy things on your own with your own friends, but then you have those points of where everybody comes together and it works. It's called finding that balance. You're compromising. not giving up anything, but compromising. Now, sometimes you may have to give up something. Okay. So like if you're a dancer in a gentleman's club or something like that, you know, eventually there might be a compromise, you know, the relationship's moving forward and, you know, you have a sit down talk like, you know, do we continue, you know, can I continue on working in this environment or is this too hard? You know, I mean, there's certain things like that. And obviously, you know, you're going to probably let go of, otherwise it may not just work. But for the most part, you know, when it comes to any of your passions in life, you know, if your passion is to start your own business, if your passion is to pursue an art degree outside of what you're doing for work already, or, you know, maybe it's running a marathon, maybe it's just, you know, something leisurely like hiking up in the mountains or something like that. The person that you meet may not be into all that, and that's fine, but you still want their support in what you're doing because deep in your heart, you would support them in whatever their passions or enjoyment is. Because when you have a partner that is happy and can express themselves, not only with you, but when they're away from you and enjoying the things that they enjoy and they can bring that happiness back in, you know, to the center, you know, when you meet back up together, you're going to have an amazing relationship that's just going to be easier to build upon at that point, you know, because you're not restricting anybody. Nobody's feeling like they're left out or anything like that or lacking. So again, compromise is not a bad thing. You know, we have to do it sometimes, but we don't have to do it on everything. And every situation with between two people is going to be different on how that compromise looks. So it's kind of hard to sit and say, you know, compromise on this type of stuff, but don't compromise on this. Because again, it just depends. It just depends on the two people, you know. So, but from compromise, you know, compatibility, again, it's one of those things that kind of takes everything that I've talked about thus far. You know, how compatible are we with things? And some people, I think, kind of lean on compatibility and overall compatibility a little bit more than what they should. Now, you know, I'm going to point out something here that years ago, a friend of mine, you know, introduced me to a girlfriend of hers that was, you know, single at the time and everything like that. So she showed her a picture of me and you know, and then, so I sent, this isn't the time of email. So I sent her an email introducing myself and so forth. And what I got back was an introduction on top of what seemed like a job resume application type form to fill out. Now, it wasn't a form, but it was just a lot of questions that just literally, I get it. But at the same time, I looked at that and it just took the enjoyment out of getting to know this person a little bit because it seemed more like I was applying for a job versus, you know, trying to meet somebody and seeing where it goes. So, you know, I have not experienced that again. You know, that's compatibility on a whole nother level, I think, you know, and, I don't know if anybody's had that happen to them or whatever, but again, compatibility is just kind of an open-ended thing, in my opinion, where, you know, you have all these boxes to check off, but look, at the end of the day, yes, you want some things in common. Sometimes that's nice. We don't want everything. We don't want a person that is exactly like us, that has all the same interests and so forth, because that's going to get boring really fast. And then, you know, even if you think it's not going to get boring, you're not learning a damn thing. You really aren't. Because if I were to date myself, you know, literally, I'm not learning anything. I'm doing the same thing I do day in and day out and have the same interests, and no, I might as well stay single at that point, you know, if that's the case. You know, now, does that mean, you know, you want somebody that's like the complete opposite of you, you know? No, that probably doesn't work either. So again, there has to be just that some sort of, has to be a little bit of compatibility, but not a whole lot, you know, when you get into the check boxes and stuff. But it goes back to organically letting things unfold. Don't overthink it, you know, and just let, you know, between two people, just let that all unfold naturally and just kind of see where it goes. It may work out, and then again, it may not. You know, it just depends on like all the different circumstances and stuff involved. So, you know, it's square pegs and round holes and square pegs will never, ever, ever, ever work. Yet we have a tendency to still go that route, you know, and I think, you know, where a lot of people get lost is some people are so, I'll use desperate. I don't know if that's the right term I really want to use, but people are just kind of desperate sometimes to meet somebody and want somebody in their life, you know, maybe because they have certain goals to reach and they find them, maybe they want children and they're finding themselves getting older and they don't have this mate yet. So, you know, it's just like they're searching a little bit too hard. And then what happens is they end up finding a person and it may be the wrong person, but they'll latch on to the wrong person just because they feel like, okay, well, this will work out somehow and I don't have to search anymore. You know, I've kind of, you know, clicked off this goal or whatever it is, you know, and stuff like that. You know, it's when you look for anything that hard, you're forcing it. And it's not to say that, you know, it's not to say something won't develop out of it potentially if you cross paths with somebody when you're doing that. But I think the likelihood is a lot slimmer that it will. Because when you force something, you have a tendency, you know, to stress about it. You have a tendency to have a little bit of anxiety over it. You have a tendency not to be yourself. And all that reflects from you, and any other person sees that. And then, you know, they either back away or you get somebody that's kind of like thrives on that. And which is the wrong person for you, obviously. And, you know, they pursue you. And then you wind up dating them and that just gets to be messy. I learned a lot of that when I was younger and stuff. And, you know, I'm 48 now. I started dating when I was 19. A little bit of a late bloomer, but I was a shy kid growing up. That's why. But, you know, when I was younger, you know, looking back and stuff, I was never really serious, honestly, about like meeting somebody long-term. I know some people that were at that age and, you know, they've been together ever since. But I think the way I was raised, the way I came up, just being the shy kid and everything else, just kind of pushed me in a different direction as far as dating goes. And so, you know, now as I've grown as an individual, gone through a lot of things and kind of learned from them and so forth, that on top of, you know, my belief, you know, on the Buddhism side and so forth, it's all kind of helped open my mind up more to kind of see the bigger picture in life, which also kind of transcends and helps me, you know, be a little bit more aware in the dating world, if you will, and stuff, and seeing things that aren't good for me, and so forth. You know, again, you know, when we're out there in the dating world and we're trying to meet people, it's okay for things not to work out. You know, but what you want to do is, there's a takeaway from everything on why something didn't work sometimes. You know, maybe in an initial meeting when you approach somebody first off for the first time, period, no thanks, I'm not interested. Don't take it personally. You know, there's probably not much to learn from there because it's just, again, that person could have a significant other already. Maybe they're just not wanting to date or whatever. You know, you may not get that reason in the beginning, you know, and that's fine. They don't really owe you a reason. It's like you're either interested or you're not. But when you start dating somebody and say 3 months down the road, it just doesn't work out, and you know, for whatever reason, and you part ways, you know, I know a lot of people get bent out of whack over it and stuff. It's like, well, I just wasted three months of my life. Well, no, you really didn't waste 3 months of your life at all. You learned, you gained more knowledge over those 3 months. Just because something didn't work out with somebody doesn't mean that you wasted your time, you know? Now, there's a little bit of a gray area there. You found out somebody lied to you over those 3 months consistently. Did you waste your time? One might say yes to a degree, but I'm still going to say that you still learned something very valuable from it if you choose to look at it that way and stuff. The biggest thing, though, when you meet people and you start dating them, you cannot control what the other person's going to do. You can't control whether they're honest with you or not. That all comes from them. The only thing you can do is be honest with yourself and what you're looking for, and be honest with them and what you say. If they lie to you, mislead you, or whatever, it's an unfortunate thing that it shouldn't happen. But at the end of the day, they are in control of their life and how they want you to perceive who they are, you know. And so you're putting trust into somebody. And that trust is, you know, trust is pulled away when things like that happen. And it's unfortunate too, because sometimes all it takes is one relationship, one situation where the trust is just dissolved. And now when you move forward with other people, in the back of your mind, that trust is gone. You know, you don't trust anybody up front. Trust is earned. Well, sometimes, you know, people will drag their feet and not trust, period. They're always kind of like looking for that red flag to pop up, where there may not be a red flag, you know, and if it's something severe enough, they'll create a red flag out of nothing and force themselves back out of a situation that might have been good for them. You know, again, there's so many different, you know, avenues in the dating world to look at it. It does get a little bit mind-boggling. It does become more, you know, like a physics, you know, equation or whatever. Sometimes it seems like it. But the more, you know, if you work on yourself, and I think that's the other thing too, as we move forward, more and more people need to realize they need to take care of things that are damaged within themselves. And I don't think we do that enough. A lot of times, you know, people will jump from one person to the next, just because they don't want to deal with the trauma or whatever happened, the breakup that happened on the previous relationship. So they're just going to dive into a new one, hoping this person is going to mask the pain of that one. And it may seem like that happens at first, but problem is like you are still taking that baggage with you. It comes right with you. Now, it might not manifest itself right away in your new, you know, found dating relationship and so forth, but it will eventually. And then those problems, when they manifest, will create problems between you and your new person. So now you're dealing with stuff from the past that you haven't healed from and learned, you know, about. And then you're also dealing stuff in the present with the new person. So, you know, that is just creating more and more problems. So now you're getting hit from past and present. And the natural thing for people to do is try to sweep it under the carpet again. Doesn't work. You know, at this point, you know, again, sweeping under the carpet doesn't work. Well, I'm just going to abandon ship. Well, okay. So you abandon ship. And then what happens? A few weeks later, you meet somebody else and boom, you're diving into another relationship. Now you're bringing past baggage, other present baggage, and new present baggage, you know, with you and stuff. It's just, people, when the dust settles on a relationship that doesn't work out, all right, Even if it was just casual dating, I don't care. You know, when you split up, if it was something that was, that you felt was traumatic, you know, whether somebody lied to you, whether somebody abused you, whatever it is, you need to take that time just to pull away from that, from the dating scene. It's not going anywhere. It's not going to disappear. You're not missing anything. Okay. It's like, you know, when the bars all got shut down and people were flipping out. Look, the bars are reopened. Did you miss anything? No. The bars are bars. Bars have not changed. You know, the only thing that's really changed in the bars are people. That's it. You know, but apart from that, it's the same atmosphere, the same stuff. Dating is much in the same way. Dating's not going to disappear tomorrow, period. You know, but you need to pull away and just take that time to heal yourself. When the dust settles, you're able to look back and see what went wrong in previous relationships a little bit more clear and kind of resolve those in the best way that you can. All right. Now, some people might sit and say, well, you know, in a relationship, I know exactly what's going wrong. In some cases, you might when you're in the middle of it. But in some cases, you might be missing some things too. And your view might be a little bit skewed. It just depends. Okay. So there's not, you know, there's not one hard, fast way that works to really do. I just find that taking time for yourself, letting the dust settle, when you're not consuming yourself with another person's energy, is the best way to reflect on things and kind of like, okay, I understand why that didn't work out. You know, I understand what to look for now moving forward. And just, you know, have an open mind about that process. You know, for me, because I look at the world in a much different way than some people do, you know, I see the inner workings. It's like pulling a curtain back and, you know, in Oz, and you see the wizard behind the curtain, and he's pulling the levers and everything else. The world is basically, none of this is real, to be honest with you. Okay. Now it might seem like, oh, he's gonna, you know, he's a Matrix guy. It's like, oh yes, I love the Matrix. And the Matrix is literally probably about as close as you're gonna get, you know, to a science fiction style movie that comes to mind right now, you know, where life just is false. You know, everything you see around, none of this is real. None of this goes with you when you leave, you know. So when you look at the world through a different perspective and you start within the dating world, looking at it with that kind of same perspective, it opens your eyes up to a lot. You see a lot more. You become, you're going to see things that you're going to see and pick up on things that you normally wouldn't. So red flags, you know, you're not going to like, well, maybe this is not, no, you're not going to be overthinking any of that. It's just, you're going to know instinctively. Okay. And that just takes some time to get to the point to where you can be able to do that, you know, and sometimes it's just a lot of years of dating, trial and error. And other times it's just kind of opening yourself up, you know, to becoming more aware of your surroundings and people that are around you and stuff like that. So, but yeah, taking time for yourself in a lot of different situations in life, but especially dating, to heal after you leave one other person is always critical, you know. And again, it's something that people need to do, but fail to do so. I think some people are just afraid of being alone as well, you know, and is evident from last year. You know, the isolation just did a number on a lot of people, which is sad. For me, you know, did it do a number on me? No. You know, because I've always kind of been geared that way, you know, and stuff. So you can stick me on a deserted island and I don't have a problem with it. You know, that's just how I kind of came up. Not that I was raised that way. Being a shy kid, I think kind of, you know, spurred me in that direction. But, you know, it's just over the years, I mean, I've had friends and all that stuff, but I just never, you know, I've never kind of fell in with the cool crowd, the in crowd. I've never had to have a ton of people, you know, friends hanging around me. I have more acquaintances than I do friends, and I hope nobody takes offense to that or anything, because I don't mean offense to it. But it's just, yeah, I'm good at being by myself. Now, you know, how does that work in the dating world? You know, if you're used to being kind of that solo type person, it's a little difficult, I'll be honest with you, you know, because the last time from my end, so the last two people I dated, like seriously, was in a, you know, it was 5, 6 years ago. Okay. Those ended just because of circumstances at that time on, you know, old flames came back into play, new flames came into play, and stuff like that. So there's a lot of different things going on at that time where, you know, it just wasn't meant to be. Okay. But now I connected with both of them in ways that, you know, really it hit hard because of those connections. And they were, I believe, a year and a half apart, you know, and stuff. So I had time in between. It wasn't jumping from one to the next. But because of the severity of pain, you know, that I felt with the first woman, and then following that into the second, second relationship and stuff with the other, with the new woman and stuff like that, that kind of went down a similar-ish path. It was a lot of pain on my heart, literally. And I kind of pulled back. I pulled away after that because for me, I really didn't, I knew I couldn't survive going through a potential third relationship issue with somebody, you know, even if it was, you know, even if there was a year in between. And, you know, this comes on top of other things that have happened over the years in relationships and stuff. And it's just kind of like, you know, I'm very sensitive around people as far as, you know, how I pick up on their energy and so forth, and, you know, how I get, you know, reads on them and everything else. And it just really happened to kind of strike me hard two times. So I pulled away and just, I was done with the dating world for quite a while. Now, over time, you know, I did go out on dates every now and then, and they were single dates. You know, you're meeting somebody out, talking, and you know, it never really went anywhere, whether it was distance, you know, or other things and stuff. But it just, you know, I'm not, you know, when I was younger, it was date, go out on dates all the time, you know, fun. Nowadays, it's, you know, quality over quantity. And so I rarely date, you know, and I'm fine with that. You know, does that mean that I don't want to meet somebody? I don't want to have somebody in my life? No, not at all. You know, it's just I have a different approach to things right now as far as that goes. And, you know, as I change as a individual and as a person, my approach towards dating changes right along with that. You know, but what's the difficult part for me, you know, because I am human after all, like all of us. The difficult part for me is I've been ingrained in one way for so long that, you know, it's hard sometimes to kind of like find that balance right away. And I know that needs to be there. But at the same time, you know, and when I say balance, it's because I've got, you know, so much going on with my business involved in this, moving up north and everything else. You know, I've worked hard. I've given up a lot to kind of go in this direction, and I don't want to lose it. Okay. So that's my biggest concern. But when it comes to that and meeting somebody now, you have a tendency to be more protective around what you have and not willing to compromise because, okay, this is where, you know, nope, not going to happen. Now, that's not saying that I have to give up moving or I have to give up this or that or whatever. And it's likely for me, it's just letting things unfold naturally. You know, that's where it comes into play for me. Not worrying about it, not, you know, being concerned, you know, whatever, and just being honest with people, you know, up front. If if I meet somebody, hey, yeah, it's great. Well, I just want to let you know, this is what I'm looking at. This is what might happen between 6 months to whatever, And, you know, we'll take it from there. And if it's not something that, you know, anybody's willing to work with, that's fine, you know. But again, it's letting it unfold naturally, not dwelling on it, not letting, you know, sleepless nights over it. It's like, oh my God, you know. And I think, you know, again, it goes back to when you go that route with it, somebody is going to come across your path at some point. And then that balance is just naturally going to happen because you guys, you both have that connection and you both have an understanding and a respect towards each other and stuff. So again, don't lose any sleep over it, you know? And yeah, sometimes it's like, it's hard. When you're ready to move on, you know, you're ready to settle down, not saying it's going to get married tomorrow or whatever, but just ready to kind of like build life with somebody. And, you know, a lot of people want somebody that has all their ducks in a row. You know, their job is, you know, cemented in this, this is going here, this, you know, when you're kind of like me, I'm always, my thing is I'm always evolving. I'm always growing. I'm always learning. I don't think I'll ever stop, to be honest with you. You know, when people say, oh, I'm just ready for retirement, I don't see traditional retirement in my, you know, in my life. You know, I will always be doing something or active doing something. Just sitting around and not doing a thing is just not my whatever. I mean, you know, I'll be 80 and probably still doing artistic stuff, you know, which is fine. You know, it's interesting for me to kind of step back in to show an interest in the dating world, you know, and see just kind of where I'm at and how things can work and, you know, what I still need to maybe work on and everything like that. So it's always, I mean, working on yourself is always going to be there. You know, you're never going to be 100% perfect across the board. We're always growing, always learning. There's always going to be new things that come across that we haven't experienced before. And, you know, it's just, that's life and that's okay. You know, and if you can find and, you know, meet somebody that complements your life and you complement theirs and you help each other kind of work through these, you know, life quirks, if you will, or whatever, or life issues, that's even better and stuff. But as long as you don't lose yourself in the process, you know, you're going to come out okay, very, very well, you know, and stuff like that. You know, so again, you know, don't search for it hard. Don't try to force it to happen. You know, because when you start doing that, again, it's just, it's not going to work out. You're going to attract the wrong people and things are just going to fall apart. Let things unfold naturally. It's the best way to go about it. Now, I was talking to somebody the other day and, the subject came up on soulmates, you know, and I forgot the context of it and everything, but soulmates, I've heard this term over the years and stuff like that. It's like, you know, soulmates has always been, you know, that one person that's, you know, meant for us. Well, the problem I have with that is I don't think, you know, my belief is there's not just one person meant for us. There's many people meant for us. Okay. The thing is, it just depends on where we're at in life, what path we're on, what's going on. You know, not, when I said where we're at in life, it's like where we're at presently, where we're headed to, you know, in the future, you know, what things, it's just what our mindset is at the present time and this and that dictates on which of those people we'll cross paths with and we'll recognize, okay? There could be, let's just say, I'm going to take just an example of like 10 people, okay? There could be 10 people that are would fall underneath the definition of your soulmate. They're all around the globe, okay? Really, you might only meet, let's just say you might only cross paths for whatever reason with two of them. And maybe both of them that you cross paths with, you're at a place in your life where you're just, maybe you were dating somebody that wasn't one of them and you just got out of that bad relationship and you just want time to yourself. You might, you know, so that might not come to fruition at that point. You know, you run across the second person, same thing. You could just be so consumed with work and life and everything like that, which is a whole nother thing to talk about another podcast. But again, all these things affect people that come in and out of your life and stuff. So, you know, it might take a little bit longer to find a soulmate if that's what you're kind of looking for, but I wouldn't put too much on the term soulmate, even though we use it and stuff. I think it's kind of, you know, the meaning of it. Oh, it's just that one person. Well, look, it's not a Disney movie. Okay. It's where you're at in your life, what positions you put yourself in, and just let things unfold naturally. And that person will cross paths with you without you having to even think about it. It's just going to be a reaction. Instinctively, you're going to know, you know. It might be one night where you're at home, or maybe you're coming home from work and your routine is coming home from work. Let's just say it's coming home from work and your routine is just to drive straight home every time. Okay. Nothing is different out of your day. That's it. Work to home. But maybe, let's say tonight you decide to, you know what, for some reason, I'm just getting there just to stop off over at this restaurant or whatever, and just kind of grab a bite to eat. Or maybe I know some friends over there, you know, that are working, or just, I know they stop over there for happy hour or something like that. So I'm just going to stop in real quick and say hi for a change. That might be the one thing that allows you to cross paths with the person that you just totally connect with on that whole other level. Okay. Because you are naturally letting it unfold versus forcing it to happen. Okay. So the funny thing with this is, a friend of mine is psychic and, you know, very accurate and legit and stuff like that. So, you know, from time to time, you know, you hear, you know, you'll meet this person, you know, in a restaurant when you go there and this and that. Okay. So, which is the last thing you want to hear. And I'll explain why. Because when you hear where you're supposed to meet somebody or where they see that you will meet somebody, it's not going to happen 9 times out of 10 after that point, because now you're aware of it. And your mind is working overtime to figure out which restaurant, what place, what day. Nothing happens organically. So it's like you're forcing it to kind of happen by guessing, by assuming, by deviating and doing, going here, going there. Not going to happen. Okay. So it's always better to have that mystery element to the whole thing, where you don't think about it. Okay? You don't worry about it. You're not concerned with it. You know, if somebody tells you, well, yeah, you're going to meet the person that you're meant to be with. It's just going to be when it's just going to happen naturally. That's all you need to know. I mean, which is kind of generic, but you know, you don't want specifics because you're going to ruin everything with specifics. You know, it's like the spoiler, you know, if you're told how the climax of a movie, you know, it's like, okay, now I'm sitting there and it's just like, yeah, you know, it takes a little bit of the enjoyment out of the process and everything. So, you know, and it's hard, I think sometimes, you know, for people to just kind of let things happen naturally, you know, because we want things to work out sometimes in a lot of different areas, but there's really, when you view the world and the universe in a whole different light, there's a lot of things in play when it comes down to that and everything. So, but dating in general is nothing that we should be afraid of. It's nothing that we should look at as messy. You know, oh my God, the dating world is, yeah, I may use the dating world as just, it sucks sometimes. But again, it's people. like with everything going on in this world today, that people are like, oh, it's finger pointing. It's people. It's all of us. Okay. It's not some magical thing. You know, it's us who are causing the bulk of what's going on. And, you know, in the dating world, it's much in the same thing. You know, when people are dishonest and people, you know, are trying to, well, I'm not married and they're looking for one night stands and all this. Again, it's people that are making the dating world crappy, which is the world. So, you know, but again, when you open your mind up and you relax about things and stuff, you attract a different energy into you. You know, you put out a certain energy and then you attract kind of like vibe. It's kind of like your vibe attracts your tribe type of thing. So when people have, you know, this doom and gloom thing where it's like, oh my God, everybody I meet is just terrible. They treat me like crap and da, da, da. And yet they keep going back to that person over and over again. You know, it's kind of, well, you know, so what are you doing? You know, the whole thing is like, you have to change your mindset as well. You know, in your approach towards people and what you want, you know what you deserve in life. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that, well, you know, I deserve to, you know, date this male model or, you know, female, you know, model or whatever. That's not what I'm talking about, you know, because no, you deserve somebody that compliments you and you deserve to be able to compliment somebody else as well. We all do. Okay. Whatever that means in between is relevant, you know, as far as appearance and stuff like that. It's just a vibe with a certain person. So, yes, we've kind of grown into being a very physical or visual society. Okay. Thanks to advertising and, you know, social media and everything else. Now, is that what we should be focusing on? Okay. No, because, so here's the thing. I can't say, well, okay, you know, physical attraction doesn't matter. It's all about, you know, personality and this and that, because that would be a lie straight up. Okay. Physical attraction is what breaks the ice. It's what gets you to approach somebody because you haven't exchanged words 9 times out of 10, you know, and stuff like that. So it's the physical thing, but physical attraction is different for everybody. Okay. And I think society with advertising and stuff like that has kind of dictated, this is the physical ideal of a man. This is the physical ideal of a woman. And that's skewered, literally. Everybody is attracted to somebody of a different type of physicality. It just depends. Okay. So you can't, you know, like I said, I can't discount physical thing because it's really, that's kind of like your initial introduction to each other. And then that opens the door up to start talking and see where your personality goes and such and so forth like that. If we're just relying on the physical aspect and that's it, it's not going to work. Prime example, when I was younger, again, a lot of things changed when I was younger. I was watching this show on TV. It was a talk show or something like that. And the host was talking. And there's this, I found her, there's a very attractive female on there and stuff like that. It's like, wow, okay, you know, she's gorgeous. As soon as she started talking, there was like literally no personality there or anything else. And I just lost interest on that point. You know, which for me is like, okay, I love personality. Okay. That to me, yes, you want to be physically attractive, but that's only going to take me so far. Beyond that, okay, I know I'm physically attracted to you at this point. Okay. But beyond that, if we don't connect on a certain level, you know, the personality, our personalities don't mesh. I don't care. I'm not going to be interested in beyond that. And everything. So now some people, it's the reverse, you know, or it's the opposite where it's just, they just feel that they can survive on the physical aspect. But again, I don't see where that creates a whole lot of happiness long-term. I think it's more if you're just basing everything off a physical aspect, I think it becomes more of a trophy, you know, that you're carrying around, so to speak, you know, hence the trophy wife or trophy girlfriend or, you know, boy toy or whatever you want to call it. You want arm candy, you know, which there's no substance there at all. And if that's what you're looking for, and two people find that together and they're okay with that, more power to them. You know, I'm on a little bit deeper of an intellectual side. And so I kind of need the full makeup. I don't want somebody just on my arm, and I don't want to be on somebody's arm just because I look good, or, you know, I look good on their arm and vice versa, and all those other fun stuff. So, it's just really, it's unique, the dating world. And again, you know, it's not to be, you know, I know a lot of people were ready to put off, I'm not going to find a person because it's just, well, people treat me like crap and this and that. Literally, and some people may get upset at this, but look at yourself. Okay. Look at where you're at. Look at what you're putting out there. You know, and I'm not talking about what you wear or anything like that. I'm just talking about your energy, your vibe. You know, if you're negative towards men in general because of what you've been through, if you're negative towards women in general because of what you've been through, you're putting that out there and you're attracting that negative vibe, that negative energy from other people back. Those type of people are going to find you. So you're always going to find the person that's going to keep causing you those headaches, that pain, and so forth. And if you don't want to work on that on yourself, that's fine. But you're not going to really meet somebody that you're going to connect with for any long period of time. And that's, you know, again, we all have choices to make in this life. And, but if meeting somebody and building a life with somebody is something you really want, take the time to look at yourself, where you're at, what you've been through. And if you have that negative mindset towards, you know, others, work on changing that before you even dive back out and start meeting people to potentially date. And if you can do that, I guarantee you, you know, once you change that energy that you put out, you're going to attract eventually what you really seek in a positive manner. I mean, you're going to have those positive people find you. So again, patience with the whole thing, let it unfold naturally, work on yourself, you know, and again, it's not rocket science. I know this seems like a lot, you know, but it's a lot to explain, but really when you get in the rhythm of it, it's not that bad. It's just knowing, you know, the other part is really knowing your self-worth, taking care of yourself throughout this dating process as well, because you're going to have a lot of people that are going to, you know, just be selfish. And if they hurt you, they don't care. You know, they just want whatever for whatever reason, you know, they, you know, there's a lot of guys out there messaging people through social media, older guys and stuff, you know, wanting, it's like sugar baby stuff. And again, I never understood that. I mean, I understand it, but I just don't understand it, if that makes any sense. You know, and again, you know, most women are going to be like, hell no, you know. But apparently it works because, you know, they're going to find somebody that's going to latch on to it, you know, that just, whatever. Again, I can't fault anybody for it. You know, you lead your own life, you do what you want to do. You're only, you know, I mean, you're responsible for yourself. I can't judge you on that. You know, and for me, like, you know, my brush with that, when I moved out here in 2006 to Phoenix, it was within the first 2 years. I don't remember. It's been so long. I actually had a woman contact me, and she lived somewhere, I think in Paradise Valley or something like that at the time. And she wanted me to quit my job and just be free to travel the world with her. She was going to take care of this and that and everything else. Now, you know, to some young guys, that might have seemed like an ideal scenario. You know, for me, it's just never, I don't, I'm not comfortable with that. And I'll explain why. For one, everything is based off of me just being arm candy. I'm not good with that. Two, when you're tired of me, you're going to be done with me. And then now it's like I'm going to be pretty much out of my ass, having to go try to find another job. I probably won't get my old job that I had back. And just, I have to rebuild myself from the ground up. You know, so, and I just, you know, and you lose your identity. You know, all my goals, my dreams go out the window. I'm kind of living what you want. So, you know, as flattering in a twisted sense, I guess, as that was, and that was my first experience with it. It was just something that just doesn't, it just, it's never made me comfortable for somebody to approach me with things like that. You know, yeah, occasionally I'll joke around and be like, yeah, might just have to find kind of the 80-year-old sugar mama over at Scottsdale or something like that. You know, joking around, obviously, but again, I could never go that route. It's just not me, you know. I would rather struggle for a while and know that I'm going to come out on the end stronger, wiser, and maybe have a more solid life, if you will, than to give everything up and just be somebody's arm candy, you know. But again, you know, everybody's different. People have to find their own way and what they seek and everything like that. You know, it's easy for us to sit there and look down on somebody else or judge them because of the choices that they make. Look, we're human, it's life, it happens. But at the end of the day, you know, I don't have a stake in anybody else's life, you know. You're going to do what you think is best for yourself. You know, if you ask me my opinion, I'm going to give you my opinion, and you know, you don't have to take it. You don't have to follow it. It's just my opinion and stuff. So it's just, you know, I think with, you know, what we just really have to kind of take away, again, I'm going to just burn this thing, you know, with dating is, again, let things unfold naturally. Take care of yourself. Don't let yourself get into situations that you know are going to make you unhappy. Do not settle at all, period. And most of all, don't keep going back to an individual repeatedly that is not healthy for you. I see that a lot too, and that concerns me. You know, I get there's a comfort. They're going back, you know, somebody thinks they can change and this and that. There's familiarity with that person. I went through that in my younger years, you know, where I kept going back to the well sometimes. And it's just the issues that were there were a lot of times either you didn't want to work on them together or they were just not fixable. You just stayed with each other because there was a certain level of comfort there. Neither one of you wanted to go on a dating spree trying to find somebody else again or whatever the deal happened to be. You know, but again, it's unhealthy because it does nothing but wear you both down. And then, you know, there's always that possibility that something worse happens between the two of you, you know, because of that, because of all the stress and the anxiety and trauma that goes along with that. You know, I'm not saying that if you break up with somebody one time that you can't get back together and make things work out. It, you know, sometimes it's just that breakup. Is that initial breakup kind of helps you realize things that are worth working on together and so forth. But when it's your second, third, or fourth breakup and it's blasted on social media, which I see a lot of too, you know, look, do what you want. You're responsible for your own life, but that is just unhealthy because it's going to happen again, because whatever issues are there are not going to be worked on. You're sweeping it under the carpet, wanting to move forward. And then guess what? Everything kind of spills out from underneath the carpet eventually, and boom, you're back to square one. So, but, you know, again, when people are interested in you and you are interested in them, you'll just feel that spark. You'll feel that connection. you know, but until then, work on yourself, enjoy life, enjoy doing the things that you love doing. Don't put too much thought into it. And that person will cross your path and you'll know. You will definitely know at that point. All right, guys, that is my spiel on dating. So hopefully you got some entertaining things out of it and so forth. And again, you know, I'm not an expert in this by any means. I've just been through a lot, like a lot of other people have in the dating world. This is my perspective on it. You can feel free to agree or disagree with it. I respect that. You know, but again, I think at the core of things, you know, just really have to take care of ourselves a little bit more. And, you know, once we do that, I think we'll be amazed at what we see, you know, what things we see come in our path and what people we see cross our path. So until next time, you guys enjoy the rest of your day. And always remember, true victory is victory over oneself.